Okay, today we start the halachis of Bris Mila. Symbolically, we had bagels here for breakfast, those that were here early enough to get them. There's once an opinion on Ben. I think Dr. Lev made an opinion on Ben for an einikel. Rabbi Tzinner was there, Gabriel Tzinner from Nitha Gabriel. He gave a whole speech about the gematrias of garlic and sugar, and very nice drasha. So he sat down next to me. I asked him, in Europe, they had garlic and sugar? He said, nah, in Americana Shazad, he tells me. So I said, how can you give a whole drasha on garlic and sugar if you say that it's something new? He said, leka me did the lotemiza by Isa, he tells me. You know, everything is amazing. So I assume bagels at a bris will eventually have some remez also at some point. All right, we start Hilchis Bris Mila with Simin Rei Samach, which, as you'll see immediately, is an unusual simin for a Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah Saseh La'av Lomeles B'nai, that's fair enough. It starts by telling us that there's a Mitzvah Saseh, I should add, one of only two Mitzvah Saseh's in the whole Torah, that are Chayiv Karis. Only Mila and Pesach are Saseh Shesh B'Karis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Saseh La'av Lomeles B'nai, U'gedayla Mitzvah Zu Mishar Mitzvah Saseh. And this mitzvah is greater than any other mitzvah saseh. The Shach says, why? If Yishyesh Bad Sad Karis Kishayagdil. Now the father's Nachayiv Karis, if he's not Mala's child, it's just a bitl haseh. However, when the child gets older and is not Mal himself, there's a Tzad Karis. And that's enough. The fact is, a Tzad Karis is enough to consider it to be a Gedayla Mitzvah Zu Mishar Mitzvahs. Now,
is that
the
mitzvah on
it's really
going on the father.
It's going on the father. No, because the
Shach's
Lashon is Yesh Batzad Karis. It's a mitzvah Yesh Batzad Karis. Now, this is the Shulchan Aruch. If it's a Shulchan Aruch, it must mean that this is Halacha L'Maisa. If it says Gedayla Mitzvah Zu, it should be teaching us that if you have the choice between doing a different mitzvah and doing the mitzvah of Bris Mila, that Bris Mila should have Kedima. That's what it would seem from the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Now later, in Yaradeya, Simi Shin Samach, Shulchan Aruch talks about somebody who has two mitzvahs in front of him, a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen and a mitzvah of Levayas HaMeis. So it says, HaMeis VaHamila Mila Kedemis, which fits with what it says here, that mitzvahs mila gedayla mishar mitzvahs. So it says meis v'hamila that mila kaidemes. So that fits well. Although the Gros says hameis v'hamila mila kaidemes shezu mitzvah l'chayim v'zu mitzvah l'meisim. So I don't know what's going on here. It says meis v'hamila mila kaidemes. That's good. It says here gedayla mitzvahs mishar mitzvahs haseh. But the Gra there brings Mesva Mila, Mila Kedemish, Zum Mitzvah L'Chaim, Zum Mitzvah L'Mesim. What's it got to do with that? What? We're talking here. Well, if it's a Shal of Kedima, Mesva Mila, Mila Kedemish, Zum Mitzvah, Mes Mitzvah Kedem. So it's a meis mitzvah, it's kaidem, why? We have a rule, meis mitzvah, kaidem l'chol davar. Taka, why? If mitzvah zu gedayla. And this? This the child could do later, in the meis, we're talking that if you walk away, no one will do it. Bury the meis tomorrow. Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know. Okay. So Meis Mitzvah is for practical reasons, not because it's a bigger mitzvah. What? So it should be more than Meis Mitzvah too. The saying is, because the bris you can do eventually. And you know what I'm saying? It's not karis. The lashon of the Rambam is It's a Lashon Rambam, is every day, kol yom v'yom that you passed is Issacharis. The Rambam sounds Issacharis. The Ravid says, Masig, he says, no. Only if he dies without it. Yeah, Karis is only when the child himself, after he's bar mitzvah. So that's why the Shach Yuzel, you see, whatever you're going to tie in there, but it still says, G'domus u'mishar mitzvahs, fi sheish beit sad Karis, not because he had the Karis. So mitzvah sheish beit sad Karis. It's an important mitzvah, but it's G'domus u'mishar mitzvahs, I say. It's all, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, G'domus u'mishar mitzvahs. Mishar mitzvahs, I say, not alive. Not all together.
It's more than
anyone.
It's more than many, but not greater than all of them.
Wait, Kedav Mishar Mitzvah doesn't mean a bunch of them. It means I don't know. There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion regarding the sheish, what he calls the sheish mitzvah shkulais. There are Shmaina mitzvahs shkulais. There are eight mitzvahs regarding which it says it shakul kenega kalatayra. It says it about tefillin and about tzitzis and tamatayra kenega kulam and brismila. That's four out of the eight. It says about eight different mitzvahs, different divrei chazal, that it's shakul kenega kulam. Now they all, it says ribbis also. They can't all be shakul kenega kulam by definition, because if tzitzis is more than everything, and then you have mila against everything, and tzitzis is in the everythings. So it can't be shakul kenega kulam. Rather, they printed after his patira from Revolbi, Sefer Mitzvah Hashkulais. He apparently never finished it, but he has his name of the sefer is Mitzvah Hashkulais. I remember he goes through all eight or five or six of them. So what he says there, to be seen, is that it means there's an aspect of the mitzvah that shakul kenega kulam. There's some aspect of each of these mitzvahs that shakul. Everything has its maila. And there's an aspect which is shakul kenega kulam, which is fine for agadah to gemaras. It's fine. That's what the gemara means. But for shulchan aruch, gedayla mitzvah mishar mitzvahs, which seems to mean it's gedayla. Certainly seems to mean all mitzvahs. I don't know. So I don't know what the halachic ramification is. In the Gilya Marshah, he brings here a few interesting topics. Let's start from the beginning. Mitzvah sasei la'av v'loy l'chabed la'acher im yachol lomul ba'atzma y'ayin shach ha'ishu mishvah shim pei beiz sif kot and dalet. The shach there writes that if a father could do the bris himself, he should not be l'chabed someone else. And that by itself sounds innocent enough. If you could do it, mitzvah ba'i yaisim ha'bishluchai. However, we struggle with the Shach very much because the language of the Shach and the Ktzais on the Shach are very much a topic when we learn the Sugis of Shulchan Shalom and Kamaisei in the Yeshiva. The Shach actually says much more than this. The Shach brings a Rai from a Rosh. I'll tell you the Rosh in a minute. I'm quoting the Shach. Till here, it sounds good, it sounds innocent. If a person could do the mila, don't give it to someone else. But then the Shach writes, Kasafti zeh, l'fisha re'isi kama anoshim mechabdin la'acher lomul espenai. I've seen many people give a kibbutz to others. Av she'em ba'atzon yechaylin lomul. U'ledaiti he'em mevatlin mitzvah saseh. Bittul mitzvah. Mitzvah g'day l'shom mila. V'yesh lebezin levatel ha'dover hazeh. His bezin should stop this. The father should do the bris mila. Why is he giving the mila to other? To others, he says, "Hey, mevatla mitzvah saseh." So this is the shach's words. So everyone jumps on the shach. Shluchei shaladim kamaisai. That's the tekasha of the crazy place in the Tvor Shar and the Ktzais HaChayshin. And it's interesting they bring that the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe quotes an Or Zeruah who says the same thing, that the father doesn't do it, he's a mevatel mitzvah hasei, and the Darkei Moshe asks, "B'chal Taira Kulosh Luchashav Kamaisai," same exact kasha.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
So why? Which doesn't make sense? The shach or the kasha?
Why is the I mean, it's not like
so. There's a rule mitzvah by Yosef and Bishluchai.
This is a skilled action. You know,
someone. He needs someone who's able to do it.
Of course, but if
someone's able to. But he's able to do it. Do it yourself. If you give it to someone else, then you're a mevarch mitzvah.
If the father says no, the shliach
is that be the
ever? So let me see if this makes sense. But this. But then let me tell you. Also, what you're saying? Okay, good. Okay, the sichsuch, which is a very involved sichsuch over this topic. Why should it be that you don't say shulchan kodesh ebe bris milah? So one of the conventional ideas is this idea that bris milah is different, because if the bris, it's a mitzvah on the father. If the father doesn't do it, it's a mitzvah on Bezdin. Bezdin means the rest of the Jewish people. So if you have a mitzvah to do bidikas chametz in your house, if you don't do it, I don't have to do it. So if you make me a shliach, I'm doing your chiyuv. But by bris milah, if you're not doing a bris on your son, you tell me, I don't know how to do this, I'm not doing a bris. And you're right. So it's my mitzvah. So when you make me a shliach, what's the lamdis? I have my own mitzvah. So you're making me a shliach? This is the question. But it's difficult. That answer is a little difficult because there is a separate mitzvah for a father to be malas child, which we learn from Vayimal Avraham Yitzchak Benai, and a separate mitzvah for a person to be mal himself. So they're really two different mitzvahs. So you can still make me a shliach for the mitzvahs I have. I don't have that mitzvah. I have the mitzvah of Bezdin. I have the Yimal mitzvah. I don't have the mitzvah of the Av. So it's really not such a satisfying teretz why you shouldn't say Shulchan Shalom
Kamaisa. Is it in some way that doing the bliss on your son is like putting on tefillin? You can't have it. So should they put on tefillin for you?
Okay, so we'll talk about that. Yeah, one second. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. So the question on the shach is, what's wrong with that? If the father makes the ma'il a shliach, so why is the shach saying you're a mevatel mitzvah saseh? You make him a shliach, shulchan kabaisai. That's the kasha on the shach. I read to you the lashon of the shach, that it's mevatel mitzvah saseh. So he says, mitzvah shor kosav leyadana. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Hakayim la mechol makim shulchan kabaisai. I'll tell you the raya from the Rush. He brings a raya from the Rush. The halacha is, if you steal a mitzvah from someone, you have to pay him asara zehuvim. It's a bargain, really. Asara zehuvim, you get a mitzvah. But anyway, if you steal a mitzvah from someone, you have to pay asara zehuvim. So the Rush says, if a father is ready to be malis son, the father's ready to, someone jumps in and does the milah first, he's got to pay the father yud zehuvim. But the father is not ready to do the bris. The father can't do the bris. He gets a mile. He tells the mile, you do the bris. And before the mile does the bris, someone else jumps in and does the bris. So the Rush says that someone else doesn't have to pay asar zehuvim. Because the father wasn't doing it anyway. So what's the difference if he does it or if I do it? That's what it says in the Rush. So the Shach says, if you say shulchan kamaisai, so you should have to pay asar zehuvim. It's a raya that somehow Shulchan Kamaisai doesn't apply. So there are two mahalchim in the later achrayim. We'll come after the shach. One is the Ktzais HaChayshin, which is a Ktzais which is learned for its yisoid in the yeshiva, although its application to bris milah is questionable. The Ktzais is here shiv sim shin pei beis of cotton beis, and the Ktzais. Excuse me. Ktzai says, he brings a Taisus Rid, that there's a concept of Mitzvah Sheva Gufay. Mitzvah Sheva Gufay certainly applies, for example, to the Mitzvah of Tefillin. If I ask a Shliach to put on Tefillin for me, well, if he puts it on my arm and my head, of course, I'm a kind of Mitzvah. But if he puts it on his arm, I tell you, look, I'm very busy today. I have time. You put on tefillin for me. And you put the tefillin on yourself. You did it already once this morning. So now you do it another time for me. See, not mekayim a mitzvah. Kosav atosis rid, perek ish mekadish, yesh makshim, in kein l'chol devar mitzvah, yoyel shliach, yoyem odem chaveiroi, shav besuk avuri, hanach tefillin avuri, la milsehi. Shemitzah shechayve yamokim lasis begufa yehechifter hayde shaluchay. A mitzvah shebegufa you can't do al yedei acher. The mitzvah shulchan kamaisi we learn from. We don't shulchan kamaisi from. Remember in Gemara. We're getting a kedushin. Getting Gemara in kedushin. Was that kedushin from separating truma and what? Let's see. See what I'm from there. And all those mitzvahs are not mitzvah shebegufay. So the chiddush of the ktsais, the kavan of the shach, is that the father's mitzvah bris mil is a mitzvah shebegufay. Mitzvah do with his own hand. If he doesn't do it with his own hand, then he's not mekayim in the mitzvah. No, two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah for the father to do it, and the mitzvah son should be gemalit. The mitzvah shebegufay of the father is that the father should do the milah himself. And that's the Kavanah Shashach, and that's the right from the Rosh, that the Mitzvah Sahav is Dafka Begufay. So you're missing the Mitzvah Begufay in the Mitzvah. That's why the Shach says, Yeshu Bez Levat Ledov. No, there's a Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah to be mild the child. That's Klai Yisrael's Mitzvah. The father missing the Mitzvah. Yeah. He gets a Mitzvah like the rest of Klai Yisrael. He's making a Shleif to do it.
So why should he make a Bracha like that?
So our taina on the ktsais is that he took a shvera shach, and it really makes the shach even more shver. Because if you read the shach, all the shach said is mishul mayol ain rishay litnis by lachal amaylai. Someone who can do it himself can't give it to others. The ktsais comes out that even if you don't know how to do a bris milah, if you give it to someone else, you're missing your mitzvah. The Shah should have said, every father should go learn Mila. You're missing the mitzvah. Like the Tzais makes the Shach even more of a Chiddush. The Shach himself says, if you can do it yourself, don't let someone else do it. Tzais says, it doesn't matter if you can do it yourself, you can't do it yourself. It's a mitzvah shebegufay. If you don't do it, the mitzvah sahav, you're missing. So the Tzais seems, it sounds like the Tzais is... can't say, but so he's saying it to answer a shvera shach. So he's saying it's shabagufay. Why should it be a mitzvah shabagufay? Yeah, he's coming to answer the shach in this piece.
Mitzvah shabagufay means the mitzvah on the person himself. It's from a child, not him.
The mitzvah shabagufay is for his hand
like
to do.
Right.
Tefillin is on your hand.
Like the,
mila,
is on the, child.
So the act of mila is yes. The father's mitzvah to do the ma'aseh mila. That's what he said. That's what he's saying.
Is it because
the
son is
maybe you could say Geshmak is stuff it to him. That's what he's
saying.
The guf of the father, the hand of the father, that's what he's saying, that the hand of, where does he get it from? In the Rosh. L'chei nivra, divrei Rosh. Shekosev dem tziv alach lamoylei eina achi shekod vebchai v'shalim d'asar zehuvim. Okay, anyway, this is the ktsais is mahalach. Obviously, there's a global issue in this ktsais. How do you decide which mitzvah is Mr. Shebegufa? How does a person decide this mitzvah is a mitzvah begufa and this mitzvah is not? And that's why in the sugyas of shlichus it's an important ktsais. However, a person does a mila on himself, it's one mitzvah. You mean it's gufay the makam arla and gufay the hand? Yeah, right.
In the shah who says if one mile jumps ahead of the other mile, you're doing it at Sarah Yogi.
Mr. Rush.
Why is there such a difficulty in Mechila? If you point 1 mile, then the mile has got to be.
Why should he be Michael? I don't know what you mean.
No, sorry. Where is his mitzvah now? He's not a shah. What mitzvah does he have more?
Okay. If Shulchan Kamaisa, the Kasha was Shulchan Kamaisa. He's Yadei Shalav. At the Crazy Placey, he has another approach. If you look at the Gilyam Arshoy, he tells you to look at the Crazy Placey. Crazy Placey is Rabbi Yonison Haipshitz. The Beis Halevi has a Shuva in Chelek Aleph, Shuva Yud, where he says, like the Crazy Placey, and I think that this is the only real way to understand the Shach. Because Sei Mila is Mr. Shabagufay of the father, is a Chiddush Atzmah. And it really has no source except to answer a Shverikai. So Kresi Placi in the Beis HaLevi have a different approach. They say, of course, the Rosh and the Shach HaMoedah, Al Shluch HaShon Kabaisa, you can let someone else do it. What bothered the Shach was the mitzvah to be mechabed others. It was a kibud, just like today, son, the cause is a kibud. It was a kibud to get a chash of a person to do the bris milah. So the Shach's objection is not to Shulchan Shalom Kamaisa. He's my Shulchan Shalom Kamaisa, it works. But Bedera kibud, to give away a mitzvah, to be mechabed others with a mitzvah, that's what the Shach said, it's a bad thing, and Yeshu Bezning Levatel Dovazem. Derech kibud, that's the lashon. What's the lashon of Giyur Mashah? Mitzvah, look at the Giyur Mashah. V'loi lechabed la'acher im yachalamu ba'atzmai. A person shouldn't give away a kibud if he can do it himself. It doesn't say if you can't do it yourself, you're not mechayim the mitzvah. Loi lechabed.
In this lechabed, did he make him a shliach also, or he just was mechabed?
Obviously, he's doing it derech kibud. Without shlichus, it's certainly no good. And even with shlichus, it's not the right attitude. Rapam used to read the Binas Adam, the lashon of the Chachmas Adam and Binas Adam, is he's talking about Kisei Adam. Shoichtim today, you come in, the mechabed, whoever comes to do Kisei Adam. So Yishrei is gevalt. Mishu shoichetu yechasa. The one who shares is a mitzvah Kisei Adam. Why are you giving away mitzvahs? Why are you being mechabed? It bothers me even today. You go to a shlachtos. It's interesting. When you go to the poultry places, they give you a kibud of Kisei Adam. When you go to shechita of gasos, of animals, they're not mechabed you a Kisei Adam. You ever wondered why?
Because they're not doing deer.
There's no mitzvah Kisei Adam on behemoths, only on Eifus. But anyway, by Eifus, so what is it? You know, the shechit feels, he's shechting thousands of birds every day. Say mechabit someone with one, you know, big deal. But it's not true. You know, every mitzvah is a mitzvah.
He doesn't make a bracha
every one. Who say doesn't make a bracha?
Everyone?
Okay, Lamaisa, they make one bracha in the beginning, right, yeah, for everything. But I don't know, I was in a shlachtos, they have a chart. At the end of the day, they do one big Kisei Adam, but they have a chart, like every day two of the shechtim do it. It's like Lahavdil in camp, we used to have cleanup. So you had to do, you know, everybody had his job, the sweeping and, you know, and sinks. And so it's like it's a job. It's really a covet. It's a mitzvah deraisa. How many mitzvahs say deraisa do we have? So the Bina Sadam, let me finish. Bina Sadam says not to be mechabed la others. And his lashon is, Rapam used to enjoy quoting his language. He had a shmooze about Chayecha Kaidmin. Gemara says you have one jug of water, your life takes preference to someone else. So Rapam used to talk about Chayecha Kaidmin by mitzvahs, by Ruchnius also. Chayecha Kaidmin, don't give away your Ruchnius to others. So he has a lashon. Do you think if a person has one esrik, the only esrik around, you think he'll give it to his, to he'll be mechabed, he'll give it to his rav or to his rebbe, and he won't be mechayim the mitzvah? The Chachmas Adam lashon is chas v'shalom yishtakei hadav v'lo yaymar. Who would do such a thing? You only have one esrik, you can give it away to somebody else. So the idea is that when you have a mitzvah, you have to take the mitzvah for yourself, not me mechabed others. And that's a crazy place's approach to this. What? Yeah, so how could someone give away the mitzvah of Zimun to others? So there is an idea that he gives a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. So you give it to someone, he's mevarech the Baal HaBayis. For a Sashal, the same thing?
No, people do it. You didn't buy it. You do it before you buy it. The baker should do it.
Sure, the baker should do it. No, the one is mitzarif b'sal should do it. No chiv chal to you mitzarif b'sal.
The baker should do it.
All right. If he's a pile, maybe for the first. Right. I don't know. I don't know why by Chafrosh Chal it shouldn't be the same thing. The truth is, there is another cheshbon. There's a Taz in Hilchos Shechita. The Taz talks about a sheikhet who shechts. So he makes a bracha ala shechita and he starts shechting. The Taz is mesupik. If you're allowed, not only the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz just explains it. If the shaykhit is allowed to be mafsik, the shayla is this. Let's say you're eating. So you say shahakol, you eat something. Now you're allowed to be mafsik, the shahakol continues. You could eat candy a whole day or drink coffee a whole day, make one shahakal, drink a sip, the brach is chal, and now you're allowed to be mafsik. That's by brachas in the henin, certainly that way. He's mesupik. What about by brachas hamitzus? If somebody is going to shecht animals a whole day, so the shechet makes a bracha, and now he's shechting. If he's mafsik, does he have to make a new bracha on the shechita afterwards? That's a suffix that is actually a Shulchan Aruch and a Cheshtita. The same, let me finish. The same thing is true about a Afrosh Eschala. Someone's in a bakery and they make doughs all day. So he's going to be after him after Eschala. The same suffix, the same exact suffix. Now, if you don't know, you'll have to do it again. You make a bracha, do it. If it comes up again, you make a new bracha. But you know that you're making doughs all day. So you make a bracha. Are you allowed to be mafsik in between or not? The same thing with bedikas chametz. I'm doing bedikah in my house, and then I'm going to someone else's house to do bedikah. So my house is chayiv in a bracha. Do I make a new bracha later? Mishnah Berurah says not to be mafsik because it's a suffik. Let me finish. So therefore, it's a suffik lemaisa. And for that reason, when it comes to afrosh haschala or to shechita or to kisei adam, there are many who don't want to get involved in the suffik brachas. So they'll make a bracha, be mafresh chala. When it comes to the next dough, they get someone else to do it, assuming they're working. It's very hard to not be mafsik. You know, you shecht an animal. Until you shecht the next animal, it takes time. It's very hard not to be mafsik at all. Not everyone can keep their mouth closed the whole day, and this is what they do for a living. So they end up doing other things. And that's a reason very often that they're mechaber others. They don't want to do. They did kisei adam, and now they are mafsik, and they have a shayla. When I go, we do matzahs, so the matzahs come up. So every time a basket of matzahs comes up, someone's mafresh chala. So I'm also mafresh chala, but I don't do it twice because I have a suffik brachas. I make a bracha with mafresh chala. I separate chala, and then the others there do it, and they inevitably it comes time for seconds, you know, a second time around. So I never want to do it a second time around because I have a suffik brachas. I'm mafsik in between. And it's a suffik. I have to make a bracha.
What about Talmud Torah?
What about learning?
Yeah.
So learning, certainly, you make a bracha on Torah and you're allowed to be mafsik. So that, Taisa says, because your whole time you have to be thinking about, as you live, if you think about everything you do, that it should shtim with halacha. So Mimela is never a hefsik. If a little bit of Kisa, it says, the halacha is for Beis HaKisa.
You guys watching it moving on the
he has no one to should close his eyes.
Yeah, I guess so.
What?
Usually, when people go to the hemophiliac, you have to come in and don't make money off medication. Who would there be a chiyuv milah?
So, we're going to talk about it in Reish Samech Aleph. Hopefully, we'll get to it yet today. What? Leisha Basukah, yeah, but there's no question that you make a Leisha Basukah, because the whole thing is a yeshiva. Doesn't matter if you're eating or not eating. You mean if you go to shul in the middle?
No, you go back a few times during the day to eat.
It depends how long a hefsik. If it's not a serious hefsik, then you make one bracha, you make one leisha besukah, and that's that. I come over shul yom tiv by day. I make leisha besukah for the suda, and it's good for me till straight through. I learn there, and I whatever I do this. I go in, I come out again. Then I could do it. Yeah, once I have in mind, I'm not doing it again. I can do it. If I keep on doing it, it's not going to work. So we'll get to it in Reish Samech Aleph. In Reish Samech Aleph. You see we're up to Reish Samech? Reish Samech Aleph is very, 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 very soon. I just want to finish the Gilyam Arshah. There are a couple of more interesting things. According to the Beis Halevi, there's no bitul asei. Shluch Hashem Kabay say. If you do it, the objection is only to Derek Kibud, and Shluch Hashem Kabay say works. It's interesting, there's a Ramban of Parshas Lech Lecha, which is a raya they bring against the Shach. The Ramban says, it says, Kol Yili Debayis, and Miktas Kaspay, Nimoy Luitai. Avraham Avinu, one day, was Mal, all the Yili Debayis, all the Avadim that were born in his house, or Miktas Kaspay, he was heavy with Avadim. How did he do all of this? And the Ramban says, Efshir Shazimin Oid Mayalim. Avraham Avinu got some other Mayalim. You know, he went online and found some more Mayalim to get it. So according to the Shach, I don't understand. How could be Avraham got other Mayalim? It's us to get other people to do it. What? they'll be pushed off. But a bit less, eh? Which always more. Okay. Anyway, according to Crazy Place, it's certainly good. He wasn't the habit others. And okay, let's just continue with the Gilyam Arshah. So Gilyam Arshah brings, again, I'll read the whole thing, it's short enough. Mitzvah say lahav, loy lechabed lahacher, em yachol amoy lebatzmai, ayin shach, shim bei, pay base cut and dal, ramas, medivrei, let me finish. Ayin crazy a place, he, so cut and ches, cut and gimel, ubisim, sefik says a ches, shim bei base, skipping the brackets, vayin chuvis yad aliyosh, and isn't gala sach ayin sham, gab to a shar, hissing, because of the mitzvah boy, shayach rak, rak, de ina mechabed, dera kabed lahacher, so he brings this teretz. Tvoshar also says it. Now, next one. Mitzvah Sandik, Mitzvah Gedailahi. So to be a Sandik is a big mitzvah, Maril, Daki Maishu, Bishla, Gigedailahi, Mitzvah Smila. Wow. What does that mean? Being a Sandik, bigger mitzvah than Mila, I'm a Kamar, some guys, so we're going to have to understand that. What does it mean? A Sandik is a bigger mitzvah than to do the Mila? Doing the Mila is a mitzvah Sasei. Sandik is not a mitzvah Sasei. So I don't know. We'll get to everything. Lomel Espinoi. The next Gilyam Arshah, like the first one, is again the subject of a lot of tshuvis. Also, people, it's a popular topic. Echad Lomel Bezmanoi, veEchad Lomel Loi Bezmanoi. Someone has two sons. One it's Manoi, and one it's Shaloi Bezmanoi. Or a male has two babies. A shul, you have two. Well, twins, unless one was born before Shkia, one was born after Shkia. Usually they're both the same day. So it's irrelevant if they're brothers or they're not brothers. You have two children. One is 8 days old having a bris. One is 9 or 10 or older having a bris. Which one goes first? So the Megillah Mashah says, Zesha Bismanai Kaiden. Why should Bismani? Bismani means the younger baby is before the older baby. The chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Because the mitzvah that's done correctly on time is chaviv. We have this also when you do tashlum for Shmoneh Esrei. Someone missed shachri, davening two minchis. So we say the Shmoneh Esrei Bismani is first, and the tashlumin is later. So similarly here, the b'shaitai is first, shalai b'shaitai is second. However, miyum kvar heviu zeshi milasu shalai b'zmanai emamtina sheviu hasheni. But if the one is here ready to be gemalit, and you have to wait for the other one, so it's not enough of a reason to wait for the other one. But if they're both here in front of you, are ready to be gemalit, so the milash b'zmanai comes first to the one who's bila shalai b'zmanai. They bring a kavachayim. You wait a few minutes in between.
What is the mitzvah? To make a difference in the mitzvah,
the baby is shalit. The shalit is not his bar mitzvah. To make a difference. Well, the mitzvah of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita should apply in any event.
To be on himself, though.
Any event. If he's the one doing the mila, I understand. But if someone else is doing the mila to him, so it's the same.
Okay, good. Didn't you say before every day? You don't do it.
Okay, good, good. All right, that's the tumul. All right, so the tumul is this. Yes?
Where did Machaber get that it's a mitzvah on the father to be Malaben?
From the Gemara, the Mishnah. Mitzvah Sa'aval Aben.
No, I understand that. The Mishnah says it.
Yeah.
Where does it say
that
in the Torah?
We learn that from the Yomis.
I understand that's a possibility. Normally, you say there are only two mitzvahs in Brachos, right? Mitzvah Milah.
Okay. You have to know there are mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs.
Yeah.
There are mitzvahs that are not in the minyan mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs that go into Seder HaTaryag, and there are some that don't go into the Seder HaTaryag. They are klolim. The Rambam in Nisroshim and Sherish Aleph writes that a mitzvah that's mefurish, it goes in the minyan mitzvahs. A mitzvah that's a drasha, even though it's a bona fide mitzvah daraisa, does not go into the minyan mitzvahs. So actually, there are mitzvahs that are not written b'loshin tzavah. How do you know? Maybe it's a story. How do you know that it's a mitzvah say? So we have that b'tar shabal peh, but it doesn't become one of the tariag. The tariag is himalachem kol zachar, which is not the av.
You say mitzvah la'av lo'ol esbenoi. Machaber says mitzvah asay.
Right.
La'av lo'ol esbenoi. Doesn't that mean that there has to be a pasuk?
Yeah, Vayama versus Gemnai. The Baragayla, Vayama versus Gemnai, Shiva Shiva Kim. There's no karis on being mal your child. There's no mit. There's no issa karis on being mal the child. It's just a mitzvah that has a tzad karis.
I understand.
So
based upon this, there are three mitzvahs in gracious. One, that person has to be mal. The other one, you have to be mal your son.
So do something to me. There are three. So in the minyan of mitzvahs, it doesn't go in the minyan of tariag. It doesn't go in the mitzvah of in the minyan of tariag. A lot of mitzvahs to be mevaka chaylim. We learn after Rabbi Nishalom. The Rambam says that's a mitzvah deraisa to be mevaka chaylim, even though it's not in the minyan atariyag. So is it? Tamatayra is a mitzvah. Okay. Yes. No, that were repeated. That were repeated. So, okay, good. Again, there's a mitzvah on the father. There's a mitzvah on Beis Din. There's a mitzvah on the child. Kshiyagdol. All three are true. In the minyan mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. Bris Mila. There are three mitzvahs, or however you want to phrase it. There are three parts to the mitzvah. What? Himalachem is a mitzvah. For Yom HaZavanai, we have a Kabbalah that it's a mitzvah. It says Vayetziyakim Beersheva. It doesn't become mitzvah to leave Beersheva, right? It says Himalachem it becomes a mitzvah. We have such a Kabbalah that it's a, what? It's true, but I'm saying the mitzvah. Okay.
It's really one mitzvah because anyone who does it satisfies it for everybody.
Anyone except you don't satisfy the fathers of someone. It's true, but if the Bezdin doesn't, they don't satisfy the father. It could have been a separate mitzvah on the father, right? Unless the shluchim. All right, getting back to the Gilui Mashal's Nida, and you have two children to be mal. One bismanai, one shalai bismanai. So he says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it goes first. In the Bris Avraham, there's a beautiful Kalvachaymer. Now tell me why, if anything could be wrong with this Kalvachaymer. It sounds like a Kalvachaymer deraisa. Says Madach Shabbos, which is not more important than a Mila Bismana. It's more important than a Mila Shalai Bismana. Right? Shabbos is not Teich Mila Bismana, but it's Teich Mila Shalai Bismana. So a Mila Bismana, which is Teich Shabbos, is certainly Teich Mila Shalai Bismana. Right? Kavachaymer. Shabbos is Teich Mila Shalai Bismana. It's not Teich Mila Bismana. So a mila bismana, which is daicha Shabbos, is certainly daicha what Shabbos is daicha, which is a mila shalai bismana.
Yeah, that's
sounds like a great kavachaymer.
If you could only do one, that would be valid.
If you could only do one, it would be valid.
That would be valid.
So it's not a right to kedima.
No.
Maybe it's not a right to kedima. Okay, maybe the tzad keneged, and I think we pass gemila bismana every time. That the issue comes up as a matter of discussion, the Mila Bismana is usually understood to be first, like the Marsha brings, the Rishon Eger brings. However, the Tzad Keneged is in the Sefer Dvar Avram. Let me just say, tell you what it says in the Tshuva Sefer. Let me finish. The Dvar Avram from that's Rav Avram Shapiro, the Abezn of the Kovner Rav. So he has a very strong opinion that Mila Shalai Bismana should come first, based, as someone here mentioned, maybe Mark, that a Mila, the Rambam's Lashon is, on the eighth day, if you weren't Mal at the end of the day, there's an Issacharis. But during the day, whenever you're Mal, it's using Magdamon, but whenever you're Mal, you're Mal. The Rambam's Lashon is, when the eighth day passed, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim Oive B'Issacharis. And on that, Dvar Avraham writes, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, once the eighth day passed, Yom V'Yom is Lav Dafka, he's called Rega V'Rega. Why should it be every day more than every minute? Every moment that you don't do a Bris Mila, it's an Issacharis. So he says, look, you have an 8-day-old baby and a 9-day-old baby. The 8-day-old baby, if you wait longer, you're failing in Zeriza Magdimon. But there's no Chsarin in the Guf HaMitzvah. But if you are shalai bezmana, every moment it's an isakaris. So you're being over more isure karis the longer you wait. So therefore he says that the mila shalai bezmana you have to do immediately. Not only that, according to him, you have to do it the first thing in the morning. Amil Shalai Bizmani can't wait, unless there are medical reasons to wait. But you can't wait. You have to do it right away. Even Nate says 4:30 in the morning. So you've got to do it Amila right away. Every moment there's an Issacharis. Now what's interesting is, if you look at the Dvar Avram, he writes that after he printed this tshuva, his Lashon is Chavru Alai Chaveirai. Said after it was Yatzal La'ar, the first print of the Sefer, Chavru Alai Chaveirai. Everybody jumped on me. And everybody disagreed. All my friends disagreed with me. It's always nice that people notice. You know, you print a tshuva, no one notices. He says, cover like I've everyone jumped on me with this. And they disagreed. And they hold that taina, which he brings, is that it's only in Issacharis, if Saif Yamav, there's no bris milah. But once you do the bris, it's Misakil Mafreya that there's no Issacharis. That's the Ravitz taina on the Rambam. The Rambam said, Kol Yom Yom Oiver. And the rabbi said, no, only if he dies without a bris. No, cars, you don't die without a bris.
You weren't over Koyam.
So what?
You weren't over Koyam.
So as we know, the Koyam, that's his time. That's the rabbi's time. The rabbi's time. You mean over Koyam? So the Rambam, the way they understand, is that you're masaking it later. There's a Mishnah Brura. Again, Mishnah Brura, his lumdis is hidden in his pashtus. The Sharetzion, there's some tough mem dalid, Hilchos Pesach, some cotton chav dalid in the Sharetzion, where he goes, talks about this nidain. He's talking there about the shaila of someone has a carbon Pesach and bris milah, which is kaidim, which unfortunately not in the get today, we don't have carbon Pesach. But there he says about a milah shalai bezmana, even though you have every day chorus, but as long as he's gemalit at the end, it's misakin l'mafreya. He brings this lamdis. And that's the comeback to the taina of the Dvar Avram, that you don't have to be magdim, you don't have to do it first thing in the morning. According to Dvar Avram, you should do it before davening. We do it after davening, tada v'shena, tada kaidim. So we daven first and the bris milah second. But according to this, it's a sakaris every minute. You should have to do it before davening, the first thing in the morning. And we don't do that.
Let's take away the fact that the 8th day you should do it. If you want to see retroactive, then it's never going to do it. What about rushing the 8th day then?
It's a separate mitzvah to do it on the 8th day. But now we're talking once you miss the 8th day. Even the 9th day, there's a reason Magdimon applies. But
yeah. Then in the end, the child survives to this Dilla's bris. So the difference between the later in the day and the 8th day or any other day is only his reason.
Also, it's only his reason.
But from the morning to the night,
it's only his reason. So what comes now into play is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita.
9th and 11th, we have to start on his reason. That's all.
From 9 to 12, pushing from the 9th day to the 12th day. According to this, it will only be a Chesaron and Zrizus. It's Shalai Kedim. Shalai Kedim. The Frumi Yidden don't do it. The Americans do it. But they make the Suda. They do the bris in the morning. They have the Suda separate. In Eretz for some reason, they do the bris in the morning and then they rent the hall. Like the whole first Seder is the Suda. But the bris they do in the morning. They just don't have the bris and the Suda necessarily one after the other. But the bris they do right away. Yeah. Bris to what? Look, Hinami, you have to look at the context, but this these words he does say. Okay, all right, let's move on to Simirei Samach Aleph. So it fits in the flow. We had first the chiyuv of the father to do a bris mila. So Rei Samach Aleph is Imloi Mal Ha'aves B'nai Chiyav and Bezna L'maylai. As I mentioned earlier, the father doesn't do the bris mila, so the Bezdin does it, and the Be'argoyle again brings, Maisila Mehimoyel Kol Zachar. Himoyel Kol Zachar. That if the father doesn't do it, somebody else has a mitzvah to do it. And Bezdin get his lav dafka. Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. V'mloi maluhu Bezdin Chayiv Huk Sheyagdil Lomel Satzmai. And if the Bezdin doesn't do the bris mila, so the son, when he gets older, has a mitzvah to do it himself. Imloi mol chayiv karis. On the son, imloi mol, that's only on him. The gross is dafka bididei. Not the father, not the bezdin. The son himself, if he's not mal himself, he's chayiv karis. Now, before I read the Ramah, before I read the Ramah, Pischei Tshuva, now in you have the normal print of the Shulchan Aruch, it says Reish Samach, it's a printing mistake. It should say Reish Samach Aleph in the Pischei Tshuva. Also, it says Ayin Mashksav L'Kamon, what do you have, Simin? So you have Samachay, obviously it's not L'Kamon, it should be Shinhei. And it says Sivkotin Chav Dalet, it should be Sivkotin Chav Hei. Okay, so it's Shinhei Chav Hei. Now there, it's an interesting question. The question there is if why in Hilchas Talmud Torah it says it's a mitzvah for a father to teach his son Torah, and if the father doesn't teach his son Torah, Mishayamid al Daitai, when he becomes intelligent, the son has a mitzvah to learn himself. It doesn't say Mishayagdil when he turns 13. It says when he reaches an understanding, there's a mitzvah. So the kash is, why don't we say the same thing by Bris Mila? The father, the best, no one's mouthing the child, he's growing up. So he's 11, he's 12, he's a serious bacher. He says, I have no Bris Mila. Bez's not doing it, my father's not doing it, I'm going to go do it. He says, no, it says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishayagdil. Mishayagdil, Chayav Lomel Asatzmai. So what's Mishayagdil? Why was his shoulder Mishayagdil? It's Mishayamid al Daitai. What? It doesn't sound like that from the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is that the mitzvah Talmud Torah in Haluperik Av Halacha Aleph, he says mitzvah Lamedes Nei Torah. If he didn't teach him, his lashon is Mishayamid al Daitai is a mitzvah to learn.
Because he won't know how to do mitzvahs. So,
and so first I'll tell what it says in Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva there has the same nidin about Pinyan Aben. You have a son, he's about tshuva. Right? His parents, he doesn't have a father, his father's not from, they never did a pinyan aben. So here he is, he's in yeshiva, ketana, he's in 7th grade, and he tells his Rebbe, Rebbe, I never had a pinyan aben. So he said, great, we'll do a pinyan aben. Pischei Tshuva says, no, you have to wait till his bar mitzvah. Well, you have to wait till his bar mitzvah. Why? So he says like this, he says, a mitzvah that you can do today and tomorrow, like Talmud Torah, let him learn today and learn tomorrow. But this mitzvah he could only do once. He could only do it today. He wants to do Mishayagdil, Bris Mila, Pinyan Aben, he wants to do it today. Or he wants to do it after he's 13. So who's the first person that asked the Shaila? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu yesterday. So should I do Bris Mila like I'm doing all the other mitzvahs? Or should I wait till I'm mitzvah? So he was told, God, I'm mitzvah vayis, and Mishayin mitzvah vayis. So wait till you're mitzvah. The same thing. Pizak to Pizchei Tshuva, the same thing here. The child now could do bris milah, it's ain't a mitzvah v'vayisa, because the chinuch. Or he could wait till after bar mitzvah and do it b'tayras mitzvah v'vayisa. So that's why this mitzvah is mishayagdil and not mishayamid al daite. They're very geshmak
ateres. His father would take him then, or Bezim would take him. Bezim,
then they do it, then. Yeah, because they're mitzvah. But if they're on the son himself, that's what he says. Now, the Ragachava has a tshuva, which some of you mentioned. The Ragachava has a very geshmaka tshuva. The story of it is what makes it very memorable. In Divinsk, on Erev Pesach, in a shul, they had to make a siyum for Bechayrim. So there was a maisa where the Gabbai had a hard time finding someone to make a siyum. He found under bar mitzvah bacha, was making a siyum. So here, davening ends. And who goes up to make a siyum? An 11-year-old, a 12-year-old goes to make a siyum. So it became a big fight in shul. They said, a 12-year-old siyum, that doesn't count for a siyum. Others said, what do you mean? You know, we're going to fast today, it counts as a siyum. They got into an argument. So they sent somebody, dispatched someone to the Ragachava. The big kasha on the story is, the Ragachava should have just made a bris. He finished shas every 30 days anyway. So he should have give me 5 minutes. He could have made a siyum himself. But anyway, so they sent someone to the Ragachava. So the Ragachava writes in the tshuva that really you have to be a bar mitzvah to do a mitzvah. But we find in the Yerushalmi brought in Taisus that if someone has a child, fathers a child, that's a katan. So the halach is he's mekayim per revu as long as the child survives, because the mitzvah is the tachlis ha-mitzvah. It's not the Maisa HaMitzvah as much as the Tayelas HaMitzvah. Pur Ravu is a mitzvah to have children. Someone has children, like Aleinu, who predecease him, so he has a mitzvah Pur Ravu to have more children. So the mitzvah is the Tachlis HaMitzvah. So the Ragat Shava bases on that Yerushalmi that where the mitzvahs are Maisa HaMitzvah at Katan, it's just Chinuch. But where the mitzvah is the Tachlis HaMitzvah, even if he does it at Katan, he has the mitzvah Deiraisa because it remains with him, or has potential to remain with him, at Gadol. So he has children, it remains with him, he has it at Gadol. So the Ragat Shava said, who had din? Someone learns at Katan. No one remembers everything they learned, but people remember something of what they learned. So since when you learn, you mekayim a mitzvah, so you have that, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even al tzkaten. Rabbi Yaakov said it to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mishayagdol is chayev u'medes atzmai. So Rabbi Yaakov asked, there's no chayev an ketanim. I mean, chayev u'medes atzmai. So he said, since the mitzvah is to know, you can't turn 13 and start learning. You have to know beforehand. He said that that's the mitzvah beforehand. Rabbi Yaakov said this chiddush at the end of the summer, Malava Malka, they used to have, it was very nice, Rabbi Yaakov Ramosh every year, they had a Kippa Gudda, the last Matzah Shabbos, Malava Malka, all the B'nai Torah used to come together, remember, and Rabbi Yaakov Ramosh used to speak. So Rabbi Yaakov spoke, and I always like to quote, because only Rabbi Yaakov could have said this, he said, if a Gevindit, he said, he always wondered when the Gra wrote his books on algebra, geometry, and when did he write those books, and when did he waste time writing it? So he said then, that those who say he wrote it in the bathroom. So Rabbi Yaakov said, "Leibnish azar tazay lang gezitzen." That's what he said. I don't believe he sat so long. So Rabbi Yaakov said that he suspects he wrote it out cotton. The cotton's mitzvah is to know. The Gra b'kadnusa knew everything he had to know already. He had this phenomenal memory of Yedias HaTorah. So whatever he had to know to be a bar mitzvah, he knew. So then he took time to write these other things. And then he mentioned this, the Rambam, it's printed, I think, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the Rabbi Yaakov Sefer upstairs. So Rabbi Yaakov then was staying in the bungalow colony where we stayed by his son. So I told the son, it's a Ragat Shava. I showed him the Ragat Shava. So he told me afterwards, Rabbi Yaakov had a Noah that he was mechavin to the Ragat Shava. But anyway, that Ragat Shava would answer this question. Why is Talmud Torah different? The opinion I met in Bris Milah, very geschmack. Talmud Torah is unique. It could be chayav al tzkaten. And Pur Ravu, you could have at least a mitzvah tzkaten. Have it later. No, it already has the learning, has the potential. What's going to happen is going to happen. Devaila, we assume that there'll be something that remains. So it's a mitzvah of Talmud. Okay. Let's learn the Ramah. B'chol Yoim, the Ramah brings the idea that the Rambam, from the Lashon HaRambam, B'chol Yoim Oivrim Ba'in Shemelu, every day a person is not mal himself, he's over on these Ein Shim, I don't know what it says Lashon Rabbim. He's over, I guess, on a bit lasei on Issacharis. You're not allowed to do a bris milah on a child without the father's permission. If the father doesn't do it, the bezdin does it. Which means, in America you can get arrested for it, but if a father refuses to do a bris on his son, mitzad halacha, the bezdin takes the son and they do the bris. What? So we'll talk about that in a minute. Once the father doesn't show up, 1 second. We'll get to that. Ve'ein ha'isha chayevus lomol espina. We learn out, kashetziv Hashem ha'isoy v'lo yaisoy, that a mother has no chiyuv to do bris on the child. So the Gemara asks, Yevamis, you get to it in Yevamis. Gemara in Yevamis in Perek Arul, he asks, how did Tzipora do a bris milah on her son? So Gemara has two terutzim. One is she did it de'acher. Who the acher was, I have no idea. She had the Gemara's a second teretz. Remember, second teretz. I'm guessing second teretz says that she has no mitzvah, but the bris is a good bris. Maybe that's the Gemara's teretz. You'll get to it shortly in Dinei Aro. So we'll get to that as well. You're remembering that we spoke out once. Yeah. Ha'av sheine edei alomel. Now listen to this. A father does know how to do a bris. Most people. V'yesh kan mayol sheine writes alomel b'chinam. He says, I don't do free brisim. Rak b'schar. Yesh lebezdin ligar b'mayol zeh. Bezdin should scream at the man. Ki ein zeh darkon shozer Avram. It's not the appropriate behavior for the children of Avram Avinu. Adarabba. Hamayel le'mahadrim shiyidnu lehem lomul. Domayel ha'mahader to do a brisim without pay. Vim oimid b'mirdai v'yara ish maseges loseis le'scharai. And if he says, I'm not doing the bris if I'm not paid, L'chein bezin kaifin oisei, me'ach shein achas shiyamul. And the Pesachet Shuvah says you could lie to the mayel. You could tell the mayel, I'll pay you, and don't pay him. The Shuvah says, because he's really mechayev to do it without it. So Pesachet Shuvah says, it only works once, he says that, Rishon lahatayse, Pesachet Shuvah dalit, that you're allowed to fool him. A mayel has to do it for free. Ramesh has a tshuva in the second chelik of Yeridaya, tshuva kuf yud ches. Ramesh writes that this is a chi of gomor. He writes to a mayel who asked whether he's mechayev, there's a bris out of town. And they're telling him to come to do the bris. He's got to be away from his family. And they're all Mechalei Shabbos there. It's not a geshmaka place to be. And they're no minyanim. Does he have to go? Ramesh tells him, Avadi, you have to go. If you get someone else to go, it's also good. But if they have no mayel, it's a chiyuv on the mayel to go. He says, writes there more. He says, if you have two bris on two ends of town, and the only way to do both is after the first bris, you have to walk till the end of the day. You'll get there right before Bein Hashmashes. Says you have to on Shabbos. So he says you have to do that also. If a bris, if there's no other mile to do the mila, it's a chiyuv on a mile to make sure it's a mitzvah se deraisa, to make sure that it gets done. So what? If there are other mile, there are other mile. So I don't know if there's no chiyuv on anyone, then there's a chiyuv. Then how do you? How do you figure it out? It's a very hard thing. Yeah. So if you're not supposed to pay him, then there's no set fee. Right? So it doesn't say you're not supposed to pay him. I take that back. It says that if you don't pay him, he still has to do it. So most Mayalim that I know of don't have a set fee. They say whatever you give, I mean, they're not happy if you don't give a respectable, I don't know what's called a respectable amount. But what? People usually give. If they're afraid they won't get paid, they usually give. Some of them, you know, they have to know their customers, like selling an S-rig, you know. How much does it cost? You have to know who your customer is. He doesn't say they do it for free. He said they're supposed to do it for free. He says it's the teva to do it for free. I want to do it for free, but I don't recommend using me. I've never done a bris. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan writes about the chiyuv to wait for the father. The question is how far it goes. Today we have cell phones, we have access, but there could be circumstances we don't know if the father's coming. Certainly in those days, following a business trip, a baby's born, you don't know when the father's coming back. You have no way of getting in touch with him. Does Bezin do the bris? Or does Bezin not do the bris? If it's from Yid, he's going to come, but you don't know if he's going to show up. So let's first hear what Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, that certainly, you don't do a mitzvah shalai midaita. Now he says, if many day hours of the day have passed, the father hasn't done the bris, he hasn't shown up, he hasn't done the bris, either way. Unless the day passed, the father didn't do the bris on the eighth day. He says you do it even that day. So why don't you do it the last minute before Shkia? So he says here at the end that da zesha kasabnu de lamocha malin b'loy dasaav v'adai de gam b'yayim hashmini samuch le'erev malin b'loy daitai. Really, the last minute of the day, you should do the mila without his knowledge. Ela sheyesh le'tzamtzem ulai ha'av yimalai se samuch le'erev. V'melad yishar ad lamocha. He says it's just not practical. It's not practical. How are you going to make sure to do it? What? He may walk in any minute. So, all right. Yes. Why it's not practical? I don't know. But this is the thing is that the mayel does it, and not someone else. I'll tell you. Listen, the v'dichas once in the Hakel Shiurim here. I always speak 9 to 10 because I go to yeshiva. So Rabbi Kron was speaking 10 to 11. So Rabbi Kron calls me up beforehand. So I had to switch with him. So he spoke from 9 to 10. I spoke 10 to 11. He had a bris. So I told them then something I had once read about was it Woodrow Wilson was the governor of Jersey before he became president, and one of the senators of New Jersey was killed in a car accident. So one of the patrons, one of the supporters of the governor, they called him up, and they said to him, he said to him, you know, did you hear? Senator so-and-so was just killed. Can I take his place? So Wilson responded to him, if it's okay with the caretaker, it's fine with me. So I told them that Rabbi Krohn called me up. He said, look, you're speaking 9 to 10. I'm speaking 10 to 11. I have a 10:30 bris. Do you mind switching places? I said, if it's okay with the mother or the baby, it's okay with me. I have no problem with it. So, okay, at any rate, Reish Samach Beis. Oh, I forgot to talk about whether the son still has a mitzvah once. I'm sorry, whether the father still has a mitzvah once the son has a mitzvah. So I'm out to discuss it with you.